good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sarah Slater, the Economic Development and Tourism. So good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
Sarah, I've been reading a little bit about something called a legacy ride. What is a legacy ride?
Well, the legacy ride is with the American Legion, and it's one of the largest multi-state, multi-day cross-country motorcycle events in the United States, with between 600 to 700 riders and approximately 400 motorcycles that participate in this five-day motorcycle ride.
Amazing. That's a lot of motorcycles. And they're all going to be in Audubon at one time?
Yes, they start in Kansas, and they are on day two coming up Highway 71, and they're stopping in Audubon to refuel, have some refreshments, and then do a small memorial at the Veterans Memorial by the courthouse.
Uh-huh. Well, that's going to fill a lot of streets, and I would think it would be good for everybody to know about it because you probably don't want to be planning to go somewhere really fast on Highway 71 about that time. And but we need to appreciate the reason they're doing this.
Yes, this is all for a scholarship, and this scholarship is for children of service members who died on active duty following 9/11, and also with children with parents with disability greater than 50%, and they give scholarships to these kids to help them out for college.
So what are some of the things you have to do? Of course, I'm sure visitors are welcome to come by and see all of this and talk to some of the riders and so on. But let's talk a little bit about your preparation to host them, even for a short period of time.
Yeah, we had a local Legion member come and said, you know, this would be a great opportunity. And so we reached out, and we've been in communication. A lot of local businesses have donated water so we can greet everybody and thank them for their service at Albert the Bull. And then we are just asking for our members to come out, and just community people and surrounding, to come out and welcome these guys, visit with them, and cheer them on and say we really appreciate what you guys are doing and what you've done.
Is there anything, Sarah, at this point that you need help with, that you'd like some more volunteers, or is that all covered?
We still need some ice. We'd like to have the ice water cold for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then just welcoming people here at the Albert the Bull Park. They can park there and just visit with them and just show our support and appreciation.
Okay, great opportunity to talk to, I'm assuming most of these people are veterans that are riding.
They're all veterans.
All right, they're all veterans. So what a great opportunity to visit with them. And I'm guessing they're coming probably from all over the United States.
All over the states. There's, I think, 120,000 members that potentially could ride in this race. Or not
it,
race,
it's not
but
a
it's
race.
A ride.
Yeah.
It may feel like a race.
And where do they end?
They end in Minnesota.
Okay, so it's kind of a loop or a whatever. But it's very interesting that they've chosen the path they have and that Audubon is on that site. I think it's, you know, almost gives me goosebumps to think about that many veterans out there riding to really honor their fallen brothers and sisters.
Yes. So we have our local police department helping with some traffic directing, but they'll be in town about an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll go on their way for their evening stop.
Okay. And do you know where that is?
They're going to be stopping in Spencer, Iowa for the night before starting the next morning.
Okay. Kind of like a mini Ragbri, I think.
I would think it's close to that.
I mean, you know, to find space for everybody and so on. What a wonderful opportunity. Sarah, are you a motorcycle fan? Do you ride?
I don't, but I think, you know, it's such a great cause. How could you not be part of it?
Yes.
They're getting fuel at Waspy's truck stop, and they've been great to work with. And the Audubon FFA is going to help pass out water and welcome them. And then just all, we're inviting everyone else to come out.
Okay. So mentioning Waspy's, let's talk a little bit about Waspy's, because I'm guessing some people don't know about that. What is that?
Waspy's Truck Stop is a local family that have opened a truck stop in Templeton and also that will be opening in Audubon. They have a hotel and a steakhouse and a truck repair and then a convenience store that will be opening in August here in Audubon.
if you've driven on Highway 71 somewhere close to Ottawa, you can't really miss it.
It's right south of town, right by our airport, and the community is really excited for them to be opening in our area.
What kind of impact has that had on employment?
I think it's been a huge impact. It's created lots of opportunities for people who are in the construction business and services. And then also it's providing, I believe, up to 70 to 80 jobs.
Well, is it 24-hour?
It is 24-hour to my knowledge.
So, yeah, you got to have people all the time. Well, it's a great addition to Audubon, but also the area just gives some other options for people in the area. So a very exciting development for Audubon. And I guess I want to go back I want to talk some more about Audubon, but one of the things I forgot to ask about and have you talk about, you mentioned that on the Legacy Ride, they're going to be doing a service or some recognition at the Memorial, Veterans Memorial. Talk a little bit about that in Audubon, just in case people don't know where it is.
The Veterans Memorial is right on our city square, right by our courthouse. And these guys are going to just present a wreath with their color guard in honor our past veterans who have served.
Mm-hmm. And it's a very attractive memorial. People have not seen it. It's worth a drive by at any time to see the memorial. And, of course, it's right across from the park and the John James Audubon statue and all the things that you have right there in the square.
Yes, it's a great place to be, and we're excited to have everybody visit it.
You bet. Now, something else coming up, Sarah, that I'm guessing you've been working on and lots of people have been, T-Bone.
T-Bone, yes.
Can you give us the dates for that and about the parade? Any details that you want to give us? And I know that we didn't talk ahead of time about this, so you'd say, okay, where's my information?
Well, it's our 68th annual Operation T-Bone, and it starts off August 3rd, which is a Friday, and we have a picnic with Albert the Bull, and it's hamburgers, baked beans, entertainment, and then we have figure eights following that at 7:30 at the county fairgrounds, and fireworks. And then Saturday, August 4th, we have a 5K walk, run, and 10K that the Friendship Home hosts. There's vendors, crafts, bargains, bake sales. There's a car club. So there's a car show, there's a tractor show, and then the parade will start around...
Yeah, that's good. It's a big deal. It's sort of, you know, most of the county fairs are over, and it's just before state fair starts, and you can go and have another big celebration at T-Bone in Audubon.
Yeah, it's a great time. We have music and entertainment throughout the whole day, and they have a beer garden at the end, and they have breakfast with the firemen on Sunday morning the 5th.
All right. So, Sarah, let's kind of review about the Legacy Ride. What's the date and what time approximately should people be there if they'd like to greet the riders?
The ride is Monday, August 20th, and approximately the riders should be arriving in town 2 o'clock-ish, and we can update you as we have a time. Mm-hmm. And they'll be here for about an hour and a half. Best place to visit them would be the Albert the Bull, or go up to the city park and they can see the memorial service that they'll be doing before they leave.
All right. Well, sort of once in a lifetime. I'm sure they're not going to be coming through Audubon right away soon. So if you want to be a part of this honoring veterans, helping out the scholarship, and seeing this, what I think sounds like almost unbelievable with that many motorcycles, August 20th is the date to be in Audubon.
Yes, thanks. You can give our office a call for any updates. It's 712-563-2742.
Okay, thank you very much to Sarah Slater, who heads up the Audubon County Economic Development and Tourism. Until next time, here's a thought. If you love life, don't waste time, for time is what life is made up of.